we've known each other for over 20 years or more.
Yeah, I think I met Steve around 1990.
Wow. And I met Edie around 1987. I'm kidding. I don't know.
All of her family said give that child away. Try to erase what you done.
It wasn't until about a year and a half ago that we started collaborating on this record through absolute accident and serendipity. We met at a party, and she said, oh, if you ever want to write something together. You know, it's one of those things that nobody ever does, is follow through with something. But in this case, we did.
Love, love, love has come for you.
In terms of the album itself, it sounds very contemporary. Even the point, I think, in the first verse of the very first song, there's like the mention of the word email. Was that kind of an intentional thing to kind of go, the roots of this might be in kind of folk, but don't think about it as like old music?
You know, I had sent her the music via email, actually. And when the lyrics came back and she was singing it, and that second line came back.
When you get to Asheville, send me an email. Tell me how you're doing, how it's treating you.
I thought, oh, good. We're not writing songs that are pretending to be old. We're writing contemporary songs. And I was very excited about that, because a lot of songs that are written in this sort of ilk, in this genre, are pretending to be old. You know, that sort of set the tone for the rest of the music.
Good, I'm glad you said that. I'm glad I was right. That's good. I'm pleased.
Yes, you are right. But that's the only time you've been right in the whole interview, I must say.
I'll ask both of you this question. Edie, what's the best thing about working musically with Steve?
He has inspired me like few people have, and I just can't believe it. Everything has just flowed out effortlessly and beautifully in a way that excites me, and he makes everything easy. I've actually never worked with anyone who makes creativity so easy. I mean, I can't even believe it. I just stepped over into a dream reality.
Steve, what's the best thing about working with Edie?
You know, without turning into a love fest, it's just a little miracle in my life. It's one of the luckiest things that ever happened to me in my creative life.
There are certain cliches about musicians, like bass players are always quite laconic, drummers are supposed to be crazed, lead singers are supposed to be quite self-centered, no offense. What's the kind of cliche for banjo players then?
Oh, gee, you know, there's 100 banjo jokes, but I'd never memorize them because I didn't want to perpetrate that cliche, but I don't really have one. The thing is, the banjo player is always stoic on stage because they have to concentrate so hard, and that tends to be the rule. So let's just go with stoic. But I'm stoic offstage too, so I can't really excuse that.
Yes, she did, Daddy. Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
I just made that up. I don't think it's going to be a big, big hit.
In the 60s, when I started playing, there were lots of different styles. And then it sort of coalesced into one style, rightfully so, which was bluegrass. And then there's been this subordinate style called clawhammer, and that's sort of been bubbling under for a long time. Then Bela Fleck came along and changed everything with kind of a jazzier, incredible technique, and that is very dominant, and he's fantastic, absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. I knew I could never really come up to that level of playing, but I've always had this secret love of clawhammer, and I met a great clawhammer player named Mark Johnson who helped me quite a bit, and I loved his style of playing, and I loved another great musician named Tony Ellis, who wrote songs in a beautiful key, which I play in a lot on this record called Double C. And I just got back to a kind of sound I heard when I first started and kind of explored my own way of playing it. I do want the audience to hear it. By the way, I'm not the only person doing this, but I do want the audience to hear it new as an instrument that is really no longer defined by or limited. I'm so glad it's heard on this record with orchestral arrangements that are not corny, you know. I'm very proud of that.
Recently, so many other current and new bands and artists have been using the banjo as kind of part of their, I was going to say sonic template. That's a terrible phrase, but I'll use it, and I used it.
I'm going to start using it now, by the way.
You can have that.
Just cross the Atlantic.
So like Mumford & Sons and Arcade Fire, they're kind of using the banjo now. Does that, as a kind of statesman of the banjo, does that kind of make you happy to see other people adopting it and using it in new ways?
Not only the banjo, but the entire sonic template of the acoustic instruments being brought into pop music, the acoustic sound. I really, really like it, and we're actually benefiting from it, because here is acoustic stringed instrument music making headway, and gosh, I can play the banjo. You know, it's nice.
Have you heard Mumford & Sons, this like kind of one of our bands, our British
bands? Oh, yeah, of course I have. Yeah.
Are you a fan?
Absolutely. They're really, really good, and I really like what they're doing, and it's, yeah, I really like it. The banjo is being used. Of course, I want it to be a little more out front, but... Love.